Brilliance Audio presents The Cowboy's Lady, a novel by Debbie Maycumber. Performed by Saskia Marleveld.
One. Everyone in Cougar Point, Montana, knew the bowling alley had the best breakfast in town. For $1.95, they served up eggs, sausage, hash browns, and toast, plus all the coffee a body could drink. Russ Palmer was hungrier than a bear in springtime, but food wasn't the only thing on his mind. He wanted company, of the female variety. "Morning, Russ," Mary Andrews, the lone waitress, called out when he walked into the restaurant. Her greeting was followed by a chorus from several other ranchers. Russ removed his black Stetson and hooked it on the peg by the door. Although it was only a few days into September, the air was decidedly cool, and he'd worn his blanket-lined denim jacket. Sliding into the booth with a couple of friends, Russ picked up the tail end of what Bill Shepard was saying.
"Pretty as a picture."
Russ's interest was instantly piqued.
"Who?" "The new school teacher, Taylor Manning,"
Harry Donovan answered eagerly. At 23, Harry still had the peach-faced immaturity of youth and fine blonde hair he couldn't seem to control. "A school teacher." Russ's curiosity level fell several notches.
"Taylor's a funny name for a woman," he muttered, reaching for the menu, which was tucked between the sugar container and the salt and pepper shakers. "The missus and I met her yesterday," Bill went on to say. "She rented old man Halloran's place on the edge of town."
Russ nodded as he scanned the menu. He ordered the special every Saturday morning, but he liked to see what was offered in case something else struck his fancy.
"She moved here from Seattle," Harry informed Russ enthusiastically. "Then she's a city girl," Russ said, and a hint of sarcasm slipped into his voice.
The kid had it bad. Personally, Russ didn't hold out much hope of the new teacher sticking it out past Christmas. Seattle was known for its mild climate. At best, Taylor Manning could deal with 4 or 5 days of drizzle. But he'd bet his ranch and 500 head of cattle that she had no idea what a Montana winter could be like.
"Whether she's a city slicker or not, I couldn't rightly say,"
Harry said with no lack of fervor.
"But I can tell you one thing. She's real..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?